Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Marty Faye could not shut down. On State Street, that great street,
just want to say
they do things that they don't do on Broadway. Say they have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. The time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago.
Played that because my boss is in Chicago, and you know I'm a sucker. I'm really not, but Tony, but you know I have to figure something out at my age. What is it that makes somebody like really old still be really cool? Like Tony Bennett is just cool, right? Everybody loves him. He's at the MTV Awards and. Yeah, he's all of, I have to find out what that is. You know, so that, you know, like if you live to be 80 or something, you're still cool. I don't know what, I guess if you think about it, you're probably not cool. I think you, I don't think Tony Bennett sat around saying, oh, I'm nearly 80, how can I still be cool? Probably not thinking, okay, I'm going to stop thinking about it. It's probably a better way to stay cool. Britney Spears says that she's a wreck, an emotional wreck. It's great. Intermittently weeping and chewing gum. See, that's why she's a wreck. Leave her alone. You know, plus the fact that she had a baby and she got pregnant about 10 seconds later. So this poor girl has got these hormones. She looks fabulous. You know, when they put a little makeup on her and stick her on television, she's still so beautiful. Brittany. I feel so sorry for Brittany and Lindsay. Now, Brittany, you know, is kind of making some of her own problems. Really, she married that idiot. You know, she got pregnant again way too fast. But, you know, here and Lindsay Lohan, you know, is 19, whose father is a drug addict, insane person. And both of these girls, whose parents have exploited them from the day they were born. I don't know, one of Lindsay Lohan, one of them, Brittany was like a mouseketeer. What the hell was Lindsay Lohan, but they made them be in entertainment. They supported their families. These are children. So, and Britney was not all that bad of a singer. I mean, she was, I just hope Jessica Simpson can get herself together and go back to singing. Because she belonged to, she should be a singer. You know, I think she still knows that somewhere in the back of her mind, Jessica Simpson, every now and then she says, like, I know I'm really a singer. You know, she'll get back to it. I don't know why I started out with that. I was going to start out, actually, with the one piece of good news. It's not like news, but it's... I was sitting on the subway today. And I've been noticing, this is amazing. I counted like 10 people, you know, just sitting around me. Six of them were reading books. Real books. And school's over already, isn't it? I mean, college is certainly over. Most high schools are over because my train going home is not so jammed. So this appeared to be like people just reading books. One of them was reading Al Franken's, his newest book, the one that's no good, and that didn't sell that many, from the library. I'm always, like, peering. I'm very rude, you know, because I'm always peering to try to, you know, see what book people are reading. The guy sitting next to me, oh, my God, he was reading Dante's The Inferno. That was very impressive. Young guy, good-looking guy. And the only other one I managed to see what they were reading was right across from me, and Hispanic boy, young man, I don't gorgeous. Somebody you could see goes to the gym, you know, those beautiful arms, and he's wearing that tight, you know, that style with those short-sleeve button shirts, but they look like a size too small. You know, like the Hulk kind of thing. You know, like they're bursting out of it because they're just so muscular and beautiful. And this kid was. He was gorgeous. He was reading Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point. See, now that's a guy somebody should pick him up because, like, he's not only gorgeous, he's smart. He's gorgeous. He's in good shape. And he's reading, like, you know, something resembling a real book. So I think that's fabulous. My God, 6 out of 10 people reading books. I can never read a book on a subway anymore because I can't. I lug so much crap with me. I have to have my yogurt and my newspapers. And like today is Tabloid Thursday, so I have those extra things. And then I just carry too much junk around. And I just can't carry a book. And how long am I on the subway? You know, to be reading a book. I'm reading a great book, I'll tell you. There is nothing like getting your hands on a good novel. Douglas Copeland's Eleanor Rigby. And you can never explain what Douglas Copeland's books are about. You really can't. You say it's about this lonely, fat, middle-aged woman. But it isn't really. But I can't even explain what it is about. His books are just very bizarre because they're about real human emotions. But there's always like some elements of practically science fiction in them. But although none of them are really science fiction books. He's Canadian. Maybe that's why his books are so weird. Doug, Copeland. He has a whole bunch of books. Some of them you can kind of tell. One of them's called All Families Are Psychotic. And he has one, Miss Wyoming is great. And what is that one called? There's one I think called Dead Girlfriend or something like that. But they get better. The older he gets, the better his books are. So this Eleanor Rigby is really good. It's the kind of book where you say, last night at like 10 o'clock, because I was tired because, you know, my schedule got thrown off yesterday. Because I had to go to the dentist. You can't throw my schedule off by so much as a minute. Or I'm just like a wreck. When they make me change studios in 10 days, I'm going to go insane. That I should do. Although that bitch that tried to come in here, she'll be happy. Oh, no, they'll be rebuilding this, won't they? I've been broadcasting out of the same studio for over 2 years. And some days I come in, and we're very tight on studio space here. You know, they're just, you know, we weren't 2 years ago, but we are, you know, just more and more people work here. and more shows, and Sirius gets better and better. And, of course, you've already gone out and bought your father Sirius for Father's Day, haven't you? The second subscription only costs $6.95 a month, isn't that so? Isn't that true? So if you like, or does it have to be in the same house? I don't even know. If you buy your father the hardware, and then you give him a gift subscription, that's like your second subscription, right? So that's like at a discount. So that's so cheap. So what the hell, drive over to, you know, Best Buy or Circuit City or Radio Shack. Because, you know, Father's Day is Sunday and it's already Thursday. So every now and then I come in, and there are two women in particular that I'll come in at 12:30 or 12:40, and one of them will be sitting here. The one who wears so much perfume that it takes an hour till I can breathe, and the other one. So today I'm in the other room with Brian, picking out my music. And this was like, this took a cake to me, because she's been thrown, we've had to ask her to leave so many times. And it's like a 12:45, and she just walks in, and she's just all ready to settle in my studio. And she really took it askance when Brian asked her to leave. She would have taken it more askance if I would have told her to get the fuck out of here. I don't understand people, I really don't. Anyway, they didn't find any more drugs at Home Depot. That's still my favorite store. We have a story today close to that. You know, I'll tell you, I have some desperate listeners. I have some very I get one email yesterday, right, when I go home, that says, did they say what brand of vanity at Home Depot they found the drugs in? And I know right there I have a listener that is just ready to run out to Home Depot to see if he can buy the vanity with the drugs in it. I think once it got on CNN, you kind of could figure out that they had there were no more drugs to be had in the vanities at Home Depot. You know, I'm sure they took care of that. I don't even know if I object to this Supreme Court ruling. They're making this one of these big, horrid things. If the police have a warrant, they don't necessarily have to knock on your door. Now, it would be nice if they would knock on your door. You know, because they came from a case where the police said, please, bang, you know, where they gave the person like 2 seconds. But I don't know, is that like necessarily so horrible? They have a warrant. That would be nice if they give you like 5 minutes to flush the drugs down the toilet, wouldn't it? But I don't know, it was 5-4, and it was, you know, Alito broke it, and when they think Sandra Day O'Connor would have gone the other way. But I don't think that's the worst thing that could happen. Believe me, don't get excited about this, because they're going to be worse Supreme Court decisions coming, much worse. All right, go to the Drudge Report. I have this story up. You can go to lynnsamuels.com. But his advantage is he knows how to put a picture on his front page, which I'll never figure out. Okay, so here is the new invention. Alex was talking about the iPods today because, you know, they're all made in sweatshops. What isn't? Why single out an iPod? Every goddamn thing you buy says made in China, made in Malaysia, made here. Well, why do you think they're not made here? Because they're pretty much, I would assume, all sweatshops. You know, I wouldn't own an iPod if you gave me one. You know, I have an MP3 player, but I would never, and it looks too much like an iPod, but, But here is the, and now there has grown up in the last couple of years. I've been noticing this. There is an entire industry of accoutrements. Oh, God, I speak French. You know, of like crap that goes with your iPod. There are docking stations with speakers. There are, everybody's got like a carrying case, which I wish I could get a carrying case for my thing. But I can't. See, that's practical because, it just stops you from banging it up and, you know, it'd be, I wish my thing I could get a carrying case, but I can't. It won't go in an iPod because mine, the, headphone jack is on the side and the iPod there on the top. So this whole industry of iPod cases, iPod holders, iPod docking state. Well, somebody has come up with the living end to me. Just the living end. You will crack up when you see this picture. This is the funniest thing I have ever seen. There is now an iPod docking station toilet paper thing. It's a toilet paper roll. And an iPod docking station all in one. For people, I don't know, I guess because I live alone, maybe something is passing me by. And because I live in an apartment, that's another thing. I don't know, maybe if you live in a house with other people, you would need to take your iPod into the bathroom. And sticking a docking station on your toilet paper roll. Where I live, it is usually sufficient if I want to continue to listen to something while I'm in the bathroom to just turn the volume up. To just that, but I could see if you live with other people, they're like, why is your music blasting? You know, if you have a baby or some, you know, kids sleeping. You don't want to wake them up. Maybe you do need an iPod docking station and a toilet paper holder all in one. But I think it's going to be very good for iPod. You know why? Because people are going to be dropping them in the toilet, or they're going to somehow be getting wet, or, you know, things can happen to them. Things can happen because your iPod, now they have this thing, I never understood this thing either, where they have those radios you hang in the shower, the waterproof radios to put in the shower. That was always another thing. First of all, you can't spend 5 minutes without the radio or 10 minutes. Maybe you're going to like lay in the bathtub or something. But if you're going to jump in the shower, even I can manage not to hear the radio or the TV for you know, 5 minutes. I don't know. I just think it's the funniest thing I ever saw. This is coming out. Now, this is from England. Oh, it costs around, oh, here it is. It does say, I thought it did, $99 or 54 pounds. Jesus Christ, a pound is $2. That's terrible. That's good if they come here. It's not good if we go there. Right. I don't know. I just think that $99, I guess, because Brian said that's the kind of thing you'd give as a joke. I guess in the society we're living in now, $99 you could is a joke present. It probably really is. It shouldn't be. But you know what I realized the other day? You want to hear an obscenity? This is an obscenity. It really is. We're all used to this. You go into Starbucks and you say, you know, a mocha frappuccino, medium, because I will not use whatever words you're supposed to use for the size. To me, small, medium, and large. Let them, you know, say venti or whatever. Medium, large. And you pay $5 for a cup of coffee, between $4 and $5. And the way they get you is like with the popcorn at the movie, because like the smallest mocha frappuccino is not that much cheaper than the biggest one. That's still $3.79 in New York. I know the prices differ. So the other day, last Friday, I decide to go to the movies, and, you know, like, I just go all to hell in a handbasket on Friday. And I have time before the movie, and I get a mocha frappuccino, $5. And then I go home, and for the first time, my supermarket has palm tea. You know that palm pomegranate juice that's supposed to be the healthiest thing on the face of the earth? I overheard some guy who still told somebody he was a cancer doctor, and he drinks gallons of this, that this is like the healthiest thing. Now, I must say, I can't really drink it. I don't know what there is. I don't know. It just doesn't taste good to me. But I've seen these ads for this palm tea, which is iced tea. This is a big thing now, tea and juice and tea. You know, they mix everything together. And they finally get it in my supermarket. And I look at it, and the main attraction to me about this palm tea is it has no sugar in it, it has no fructose, it has no sucrose, it has nothing. It has tea and pomegranate juice. So, and it's 13 and a half ounces, right? Which is a glass. I mean, I know in the olden days, 8 ounces was a glass, but you know. So I go to buy it. Now we all know what that pomegranate juice costs, like $18,000. And this glass of iced tea basically is $3. So I'm sitting there thinking later last Friday night, I'm saying, do you realize I just spent in one day, and I always get a cup of coffee that I bring in here, even though they have coffee here, but it's that pod coffee, which I can't drink that. I can't. Oh, God. I mean, it's very nice because most places you work, you don't have free coffee, and we do. But I can't drink that crap. So I'm sitting there Friday, and you know what I realized? I had spent in one day, just on little beverages, $10. $5 for the Starbucks and $3 for an iced tea and $2. That's obscene. That is, even in America, that's in one day. For stuff that has no nutritional value, that you don't need. If you shopped properly, how many people could you feed for $10 in one day? You know, if you were like a good shopper, you bought some frozen vegetables and some chopped meat or something, you could probably feed a family of four at least a homemade dinner for the $10 that I pissed away. It is disgusting. The way we live in this country is really, it's obscene. And then, of course, in the back of my mind, I'm saying, oh, God, when I'm homeless and eating cat food, you know, I'm going to wish I had the $10 I pissed away on a nice tea, a mocha frappuccino, and a cup of coffee. You know, I could get something good to eat for that when I'm living on cat food in, you know, 10 or 15 years. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
You know something? I was excoriating myself for the amount of money I pissed away in one day on drinks with no nutritional. It wasn't like you said, oh, God, I spent $10 on V8. Or what's the new one? I have it in my refrigerator, but I don't love it that much. That V8 Fusion, where they put vegetable juice and fruit juice together. I don't love that. I like to, you know something, I would really rather drink water. Well, be it bottled water, but water than any of that stuff. But if they could make tomato juice without putting so goddamn much salt in it, I forgot. I have a Red Bull every day, too. I couldn't do this show without the Red Bull. I really couldn't. Well, I guess I could. So I didn't spend $10 last Friday on drinks. I spent $12. What an obscenity. What? We don't deserve to live in this country. We really don't. And all the fast food, everybody eating, you know, like I'm coming in here, it's lunchtime. And is there nutritional value in any of this crap? Is there any nutritional value? You know, it's very big now, I guess everywhere. These places where you go and, you pick up a bowl of lettuce. And then it's like a salad, but you don't add your own stuff. They have people doing it. They make you a salad. But the minute you put regular salad dressing all over it, or depending on what you put in it, what is the point? Is that even healthy anymore? No wonder everybody's fat, everybody's sick, because there's no food in this country anymore. Even the vegetables aren't food anymore. You know, in order to ship everything genetically, oh, we are so screwed. It is all over. I'm telling you. Brittany, you're right. Be upset. Chew gum and cry. That's, I think I'll chew gum and cry. Look, so I was up all night last night. Now, here's the story. You all know, if you've been listening long enough, is I have terrible insomnia. But I woke up last night, like 2:20, and, you know, never supposed to admit this. I was already like off. My whole day was off yesterday because I had to get up early. And then I couldn't fall asleep to take a nap. And I said, well, who really cares? I'll get to the hour of Michael Savage I'm usually sleeping through. And then he took one of his, you know, mysterious and sudden unannounced days off. See, he wasn't even on. So I went to bed really early. I read some of my book. I wanted to finish it, that Doug Copeland book, and I said I could lay here and finish it, but I don't want to finish it because I like it. You know when you like a book so much? So I said I'm going to drag it out some, you know, I'll have one extra night, you know, I'll read the end of it, I guess, tonight. And I fell asleep pretty early, and I wake up at like 20 after 2. And I flip over, which I'm not supposed to admit, I guess, to George Norrie. And he is doing a show about the Bilderberger group, you know, and the Illuminati and, you know, this thing that people, you know, claim it's all a conspiracy and everybody's crazy and how can you believe in this? Except it's not a conspiracy and we're not crazy. Because it for years they kept saying, oh, the Bilderberger group, that doesn't exist. Well, the other day you look on Drudge, and it said the Bilderberger group is meeting in Ottawa. Oh, really? And who are they? They are all the richest, most powerful people in the world. And they have these meetings. You know, there are different groups. There's the Bilderberger group, there's the Council of Foreign Relations, and there's one more that I forget what it is. But they all get together. You know, people, unfortunately, oh my God, George Pataki was at this meeting. Let's just hope they're not anointing him as anything. And they are the richest, most powerful people in the world who control all the money and, you know, everything. So, I don't know that they've really been planning things for 350 years, you know, which is part of this thing. There were three guests on. One guy named Daniel, oh, I forgot his name already. I never heard of him. He's something up on Counterpunch. But, Alex Jones and, Tom Mars. Alex Jones is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Tom Mars is TomMars.com, M-A-R-R-S. And I am listening to this, and basically it's that all the richest, most powerful people in the world are the people who want the new world order and one world government so that they can subjugate every human being on the face of the earth, and we will all be slaves to these rich and powerful people. Now, I don't know how anybody can say that isn't true. I absolutely don't know how anybody could deny that, since we see it happening before our very eyes. You know, what was it, back in 1990-something, 90-91, Papa Bush, he was talking about the New World Order. He was talking about it, and suddenly, it made me start thinking in the minute, and basically, you know, usually I'll wake up, and all I want to do is go back to sleep. Well, I got up, I got out of bed, I smoked cigarettes, I sat in the living room. I just wanted to listen to this. I just stayed up until 5 o'clock because I didn't want to miss a word of this. And I don't think this is insane because this is happening. It is happening. Now, again, you don't know that somebody could have been planning this hundreds of years ago. But you assume that rich, powerful people, okay, whether they run businesses or they're the heads of state. I know one of the biggest ones of this is supposed to be Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. I don't know. Does she ever bother anybody? Who did she ever bother? But she's supposed to be one of the big hotshots in this New World Order. So I started thinking, now one of the things they're talking about is look at the European Union. And I, of course, go, how did that even start? Like, whose idea was that? Here they are, Europe, right? Proud countries, separate countries, each with its own history. Each with their own money, each with their own customs and language. And how did we get this European Union ship? Where did that even come from? Where did it come from? Whose idea was it? Who started it? Why did they have the euro? How did the people of Europe even let that happen? And this European Union Constitution, which I don't think they keep trying to get it passed and they can't, which supersedes all the laws and all the constitutions. Oh, it's the 15th already. Oh, well, you can interrupt me for that anytime, dear. I forgot it was the 15th. And sometimes they mail me my money. How did they let this happen? This mishmash where they have a European concert, they have an unelected bunch of people running the European Union, unelected by the people anyway. And they made, that's it, they're running Europe. How the hell did that happen? No more, well, England isn't really in it, but they are. You know, no more lira, no more, what's that French money? What the hell was that? Whatever! Euros! What a terrible, I always thought that was a terrible idea, frankly, without thinking it was even part of some plot to run the world. You have to understand that all these people, say you're the head of, you know, Poland or Belgium, you got to be the head of a country, right? And I don't think the people who get to run things are giant corporations. They are never nice people. I said this the other day, just in terms of people I've run into. The people who end up running everything are very rarely actually nice people. You know, because you have to you know, kind of knife other people in the back to get to all that power. And people who want power just would tend to want more and more of it. So the fewer municipalities that exist, the fewer countries that there are, the more power the meanest guy is going to accrue unto himself. And that's what's happening. But I had a guy call me Monday who brought up something I had never heard of, and I actually started looking it up, and then I found out about something else, which I will tell you about after this break.
The Young Turks, weekdays at 6 p.m. East, 3 p.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So this guy, this is Lynn Samuels, this guy called Monday and said, what about this North American Union? They've already planned it, and, you know, it's happening, and it's the United States and Canada and Mexico, and we're all going to be one country, and it's already decided. And I'm thinking, all right, like, I'm crazy, but this guy's crazier than I am. And then yesterday, even before I heard this George Noory thing, I looked it up. And where the hell is this story that I put up? Why can't I? Are things disappearing again? Rhode Island, Bush administration. Oh, yeah, okay. So I had started looking this up last night, this thing about the North American Union. Now, these stories are only in two places. They're on WorldNet Daily, which is, oh, I don't know, people call WorldNet Daily like a right-wing thing, a right-wing website, but they're, I don't know, they're like libertarian or something. They're not this typical neocon nutball right wing. And Human Events Online. Now, Human Events Online to me is just a right wing nutball bunch of people. But this is the only place you find these stories are these two websites about the North American Union that if you read them. I didn't post the North American Union stuff. They're basically unbeknownst to us, below the radar and without asking anybody, that the Bush administration, the Mexican administration, and probably Canada have just decided that this European Union idea was so fabulous that they're going to end up turning the United States, Mexico, and Canada into just one mushmash. And that's why nobody except the people of America has any interest in doing anything about illegal immigration, because they don't care, because they want to turn these three countries into the North American Union. Now, all I had personally heard about was, you know, Bush wants this, I don't know what he wants to call it, this free trade of the Americas, you know, which is supposed to go from Canada all the way down to Venezuela and be like another crappy NAFTA bullshit thing, only bigger. But this apparently is some plan that's further along than we know. And it really would explain so much, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it explain why Bush doesn't give it? He doesn't care about immigration. Fox doesn't care. Now, are you aware also, is anybody aware that the beginning of July, like the first week of July, there is an election for a new Mexican president? Does anybody in this country even know that? Does anybody in this country know anything? Which you can't blame anybody for not knowing, because the news media, you know, is too busy telling you that you can find drugs and vanities at Home Depot. Okay. So they're having an election, and interestingly enough, I have a story posted at Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Samuels.com about there is a pretty leftist guy running for president of Mexico who you can't tell, you know, he may be doing very well, he may not be doing very well, But it's interesting, you know, because they're saying, oh, my God, you know, they could end up with another Hugo Chavez or Evo Morales in Mexico. That's the last thing Bush wants. It's the last thing anybody wants in this country is to have, like, some real leftist who's be president of Mexico who actually has an interest in the people of Mexico. Oh, my God. You know, I wouldn't be booking any airplane flights sitting next to that guy either. So that now these articles, I'll tell you something about World Net Daily. It's, I don't know, I guess it's sort of a fringe website, and you really do have to be careful, you know, what you read, because, you know, you go on the internet, oh, by the way, the latest is that net neutrality is finished. It is never going to pass. Google and Yahoo and everybody is going to be able to start charging extra to anybody who wants to make their website actually available to people. So it seems to me like the internet as we knew it is dead. It's finished. It's over. It's over now that they can do that. The phone companies give too much money to the politicians, so the internet's through. But I always knew they would have to take the internet away because the internet allows us to know too much. You know, so I thought they'd just figure out a way to shut it down. But, you know, well, basically this is, you know. So if you want anyone to see your website, if I want someone to see LynnSamuels.com or, you know, Raw Story wants somebody to see it, you're going to have to pay off. It's like protection money. You're going to have to pay off the fucking telephone companies. You know, so where is anybody going to be after that? Finished. It's the end of the internet, goodbye. We loved you while you were there. The thing about World Net Daily, I have discovered, is that they print stories that nobody else prints. But the one story that I followed on World Net Daily turned out to be absolutely 100% true. And that was the story how when Bush was the governor of Texas, he instituted a program in which every person in every school in Texas, students and teachers and, you know, administrative people, was given some kind of a mental health test. They were administered a mental health test, and then, you know, depending on what was discovered about it, they're telling people, oh, you have to be taking drugs. Now, I first read that, and I said, oh, please, you know, I'm no idiot. I know any asshole can sit on the internet and write anything they want. And son of a gun, you went back and you started looking at the Texas newspapers and you started reading the articles in perfectly legitimate newspapers all over the state of Texas. And guess what? The story was absolutely 100% true. And it was just something that happened in Texas. It went under the radar of the rest of the country. And it's something that Bush actually is trying to push. They really want to examine every person, and they start with the schools because you have, you know, kind of a captive audience in schools. You know where to find everybody. They want to do that in the whole United States of America. And, of course, who is all gung-ho for this program? Guess who? The drug companies. And the story's absolutely true. So I see no reason to just say human events online is a little radical. So here is the story that I put up from Human Events Online. Now, the things for you to Google are North American Union and NAFTA Superhighway. This article, the big authority on this NAFTA Superhighway, I hate to say this, is a guy named Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. And this guy, oh, my God, he is such a horrible person. I can't tell you. He is the author of several books, and guess what one of them is? the Swift Boat book trashing John Kerry, which is from beginning to end 100% an absolute lie. So I don't like this guy, but it does not mean that he's wrong about everything, does it? And I don't think you really can be writing articles about a 12-lane highway that's getting built. And be lying. Because you know something? Eventually somebody's going to notice a 12-lane highway going straight through America. You know, someone's going to notice, but it's going to be way too late. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Stephanie Miller, right after the Young Turks, weeknights at 9 East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
I mean, look, it's possible this is all a crock, but I don't think so. Chris in West Virginia.
Well, hey, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, you were talking about the article with George Nuri. And there's a, I think it's the person he was talking to was Alex Jones.
Yes.
I think prisonplanet.com.
Yes, and Infowars.com.
Oh, okay. And they were talking about Bilderbergers.
Yes.
And let's see. That's a good source. And let's see. Nexus Magazine.
One magazine?
Nexus?
I never heard of that. Okay, thank you very much. He's not adding any. So this NAFTA superhighway is supposed to go from Mexico, from the Mexican port of Lázaro Cárdenas, straight through all the way up to the Canadian border. And they apparently have started building part of this already in Texas. Believe me, by the time somebody notices this highway, it's going to be way too late to stop it. You add to this something else. The fact I left this story up from yesterday. I thought I left it up. I guess I didn't. Strap states lease toll roads to foreign firms, which we've been talking about here for months. And this is the state of Indiana. Is turning over its entire toll road for 75 years to a company owned by Australia and Spain. This has also happened in Texas. And I had a story earlier in the week about how states are just taking their assets, whether it's toll roads, their water systems, and selling or leasing them to foreign companies. So our interstate highway system, which is one of the crown jewels of America, this was one of the greatest things ever done in this country, was that interstate highway system, is now being sold or leased to foreign countries who could just raise the tolls and make it impossible for us to even be able to afford to travel. More in this nutty conspiracy world when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left, 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Broken, empty, and despair. Wanna breathe, can't find air. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know. When it's cold out here, well, maybe you should.
to you.
Tony Moran remix, Anastasia. Buy that album. That is so great. I don't even know what it's called. It's that Anastasia, the two record set. Import, expensive. It's like $35, but it is two CDs. And her regular versions are as good as the remixes, because she is just so fabulous. Okay, so here we are. You know, we hit 2,500 dead soldiers. And did anybody mention, what does it say, 18,000 something injured? That you can see. That's not to mention how many of the soldiers, you know, their minds are a little screwed up from what they've seen. But nobody thinks about that. But it goes on, and it's all part of this. I had this story posted on my website for 3 days. So that's why everybody needs to look at my website every day, because you miss the best stuff. Now, this is not from WorldNet Daily, and this story is not from Human Events Online, and it's not written by the guy that wrote the Swift Boat book. You know, you can't argue with this one. This is from USA Today. On June the 7th, okay? Listen to what is happening to our country, and nobody knows it. And if you mention it, you know, they say, oh, no, you can't put the internet, you know. The internet, oh, Alex Jones, oh, you know, Tom Mars, Jim Mars, what the hell is that guy's name? I forgot already. I'm telling you, I don't know how they leave George Norrie on the radio. He is so subversive. I think the best thing that ever happened to that show Late at Night that so many of us know about, it's not on Sirius because it's premium. They won't do that. But let me tell you something. The best thing that ever happened was that whack job, Art Bell leaving. Because I loved Art Bell and I loved listening to him, but he was not a seriously subversive person. This guy, George Norrie, sounds so mild-mannered. This guy is like dangerous to these people. I don't think I'd want to be sitting on the same plane as George Norrie. But don't tell anybody, because maybe, I guess they can just look at him and say, oh, please, whack job, middle of the night. This guy's dangerous. Okay, listen to this. States and local governments across the USA are preparing to cash in valuable public assets for one-time windfalls. Now, how stupid is that? How stupid is that? Illinois hopes to get at least $10 billion by selling its lottery. But of course, well, technically you can make money off a state lottery, although many states don't manage to do that. How can you not make money off gambling? Oh, ask Donald Trump. He's managed to achieve that. In addition, now this is Illinois. This is not Indiana, because we've been talking about a lot about Indiana doing this. But this is Illinois. And an additional $15 billion for leasing all or part of the 274-mile Illinois tollway. So there's yet a second state. We all know Indiana from, you know, callers and all these articles that Indiana has leased for 75 years its tollways to foreign companies, Australia and Spain. Missouri plans to auction its student loan portfolio. By the way, if you have student loans, I cannot say this too often, people. The interest rate, thanks to Bush and this Congress, is going up to 6.8% in July. You have about 2 weeks left to lock in, to consolidate your student loans and lock in a rate lower than 6.8%, because Bill Clinton did everything he could to lower the interest rates on student loans, and Bush has now figured out, they've managed now to raise them. But if you lock in a lower interest rate before the beginning of July, when this goes into effect, you keep that lower interest rate before Bush screws yet another group of people. Pennsylvania is considering leasing its highways. Now, these are public assets. These highways were built with public money. You know, maybe 50 years ago, but it was still public money. How are they even allowed to do this? And this article does not mention something that Mother Jones was writing about 5 years ago, about the number of municipal water supply assets that are being sold to foreign countries, giving foreign companies control over your water. And this, I don't understand why this is not like the biggest thing, you know, because it's more important to say the fags can't get married, I guess. Oh, God, don't burn that flag. Or to have some bogus conversation like they're having today in Congress about the Iraq War. But it's not a serious conversation about the Iraq War, because somebody leaked John Boehner's notes, you know, this Republican, saying, oh, just call all the Democrats' names and say they don't want to win the war on terror. See, this is their big game now. Oh, the war in Iraq and the war on terror, and they conflate them, and it's the same thing. You know, the way Bush, while they never really came out and said that Saddam Hussein did 9/11, you know, you really can't point to them saying it. But they said things in such a way that, and they were deliberately trying to make everybody believe that Saddam Hussein and 9/11 were the same thing, which is why, what, about 75% of everybody does believe it. So in this alleged debate in Congress, one of the talking points was that, was to, you paint anybody who wants to get out of Iraq. And I heard Rush this morning. You know, they have that 1 minute thing he does on some stations. I heard Rush saying, ask the Democrats what their plan is to win the war on terror. They want to leave Iraq. Excuse me? What exactly would one thing have to do with the other? So they're having this non-serious conversation, and then the next thing I get, the, what, next week is somebody's flag burning. So let's not talk about the states selling off the interstate highway system, selling off the toll roads, selling off their water supply. And this is from USA Today. This is not, you know, nobody can question this. Even assholes, you know, who go, oh, I would never bother reading the internet. You know, the internet is just bullshit. Blogs are no good. When those people are just too lazy to do anything. And, oh, there you go. Chicago is studying a plan to lease Midway Airport to private investors. Investment banker Carol Ryan of UBS Securities says foreign investors like government assets in this country because similar investment opportunities in Europe and Australia have been successful. Assets such as toll roads and water systems, oh, they actually did mention this in passing, are attractive to investors because they have little competition and generate steady revenue. I mean, once you sell, like, your water system, say you even sold it to an American company, you know, so I don't sound so xenophobic. Say you sold your water. What is to stop them from making water unaffordable? Or making water so expensive that by the time you pay your rent, your water, your electric, you know, and the outrageous price of gas, you see, this whole concept, this whole Bilderberger, Illuminati, whatever, concept that these people who run everything are trying to turn us all into slaves, really is not that outrageous, is it? Is it? If you're spending all your money on your water, your gas and electric, your gas, your fuel, and your rent, there you go. You're just a slave. Where are you going to get the $5 a day for the Starbucks? Now, they kind of have to watch out because it seems to me there's a point where you would just bankrupt an entire society to the point where it would be basically non-functional, wouldn't you? I mean, how would the whole world economy work if you bankrupt America to the point where people can't buy $5 Starbucks and they can't even afford to buy, you know, the nice cheap underpants made in China? But we're the ones getting screwed, believe me. Illinois to Chicago, lease Midway Airport. States hope to get high prices because of strong investor demand. And this is at the same time, of course, that we have the biggest deficit we've ever had. And most of the deficit, most of the money that we have borrowed. I mean, they keep saying borrowed. You know, we sell T-bills and stuff like that. Who's bought most of those T-bills and stuff? China. So we owe basically all this money to foreign countries. And me. I have some T-bills. And and the states are now selling like everything. Sell the water, sell the roads, sell the airports. And these are mostly to foreign countries. States hope to get high prices because of high demand. In return, investors will manage the enterprise and pocket future revenue. The proposed deals vary widely from outright sales to leases ranging from 25 to 99 years. Some come with restrictions such as limits on raising tolls that lower the price. Oh, see, if you sell them a road and say, oh, you can raise the toll to like $100 a mile. See, you know what we're doing? We're in the process of building a two-tier society. That's what's happening. Just think about it. You know, net neutrality. What's going to happen? It's going to be a two-tier internet where it never was. Where the whole beauty of the internet is, LynnSamuels.com is the same as the New York Times. But that seems to be going by the wayside. The beauty of the interstate highway system, which was built, I believe, by Eisenhower after the Second World War. And which led partly to like us having cheap food. Because the interstate highway system means, you know, the food is trucked everywhere. So you throw in a truck, you know, and in a few days it's somewhere else. And it allows us to have cheap food. So there is the interstate highway system being dismantled, sold off. If they start raising the price of the tolls, then the price of all the goods that are trucked around are going to go up, right? Maybe some poor family that wants to, you know, drive the old Winnebago from Oregon to California or something on vacation, they won't be able to afford to do that. So what will you have? You'll have the secondary crappy roads. All of life in this country is going to become first class and coach. All the equality is going to disappear. Any equality that we had in this country is just going to go right down the toilet. You know, you drive the crappy roads and, you know, the people up front in the first class roads that can pay, you know, believe me, you ever look at what goes on in first class in an airplane? Oy, gewalt, you know. I flew first class a couple of times. Let me tell you, it's different. It really is. This is so disgusting. You know, now I guess this fabulous NAFTA superhighway they're building, is that going to be for everybody? Maybe that's part of the plot. You tell me they didn't plan this. Okay. The rush to sell assets was sparked by one deal. Chicago received $1.8 billion, twice the next highest bid, from that same fabulous Spanish-Australian investment group for a 99-year lease of its 4.4-mile Skyway. Okay? The deal turned what had once been a money-losing elevated highway into a windfall that was used to reduce the city's debt and create big budget reserves. In April, Indiana made the deal, $3.8 billion, for a 75-year lease of the 157-mile Indiana toll road. We are selling our country! And why doesn't anybody notice? Where are the progressives? Where are the leftists? Where are the rightists? This is one of those things where, like, I think me and Pat Buchanan are like the same person. There are some things that are just so egregious and so outrageous that the left and the right, I don't know what it is, but we come together. This should be one of them. Government watchdogs say they support many of the asset sales.
Yeah, well.
But they worry that some states plan to use the money to start expensive programs that will need money long after the original cash is gone. Oh, please. How the money is spent is more important than what price they get. Oh, fuck you. Says Lawrence Sal, president of the Civic Federation of Chicago, group that He says Illinois should use any windfall to help the state's troubled pension plans. Oh, my God, which have a $39 billion shortfall. Well, they're just going to try to get that from the feds. Instead, the Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, nobody can pronounce his name, plans to use the lottery money to start universal preschools, build schools, and buy an annuity that replaces lottery profits for 16 years. A budget expert at the University of Illinois says it depends on a state's financial discipline. You're spending money now that you would have gotten later. I think anybody with a brain can see what a horrible idea this is. You know, it's not, you're not going to die if you don't have a state lottery, but believe me, you can be killing your whole state when you're selling off your roads and your water. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay. Bob in Detroit.
Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to ask a couple questions about Iraq. You know, I think Bush is the biggest idiot on earth, but you know what? As far as how they've marketed and
that's Karl Rove. That's not him.
Well, he's, you know, he's going along with it too. But how they've coined this whole war on terror, okay? Explain to me how the war on terror is any different than the war on drugs.
It's not. It's all bullshit.
It's absolute horseshit. Yet 55 million people who voted for that retard bought into this. All you can do is contain these folks, just like, you know, drug dealers. There's no difference. This is a, it should be a police action, and the Democrats don't have enough guts or sack, you know, to
well,
say that.
Well, because remember when Kerry was running and when they were trashing Clinton, you know, because everything is still his fault.
Right.
And they said they treated it like the police should take care of it. Well, yes. 9/11, somebody should have gone out, and some police force should have found who did it. Not start a goddamn war.
Absolutely.
I mean, when they first bombed the World Trade Center in 1993, what did Clinton do? He went out, they caught who did it, they put them on trial and locked them up. You know, I don't know why that's such a terrible way to deal with anything.
No, it's a smart way to do things.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, well, we're never going to get
smart
that.
Smart doesn't count for anything anymore.
We're never going to get that.
Thanks,
thank you,
Lynn.
Dear. Okay. Robert, New Jersey.
Hi, Lynn. I got two things for you. About these toll things. Lynn, I'm a tractor-trailer driver. It's almost $40 to go over the Verrazano Bridge, Lynn. $40. It's $30 to go over the GWB. So if we sold the Verrazano Bridge, which, by the way, the paint's peeling, it looks like hell, maybe some other company that tolls won't go up as fast. Who cares who owns it? As long as you can drive it and it's cheap to run. Well, if you're going on a toll road and it's a Jersey Turnpike or Coca-Cola owns it, who cares? Maybe there were all these pensions and these legacies and these health benefits. Every time you turn around, the tolls are going up. Who cares who owns the damn toll?
I care.
What?
I care. These are public. Who built the Verrazano Bridge? Whose money built it?
Bonds built these toll roads, Lynn. Remember when they built the New Jersey Turnpike in 19, whatever it was?
No.
Oh, as soon as the bonds are paid off, we'll take the tolls down.
It doesn't bother you if we would sell these roads to foreign countries, to have foreign countries controlling it.
You know, Lynn, I'd really like to get a list of what American companies own in overseas.
Not much.
I wonder if it would balance out.
No, I don't think it does. I think the whole thing is tilting. I really do.
And listen, you called before about a police action. You know, when Ramsey Hughes said, that was the guy, I think, who bombed that the World Trade Center the first time.
Yes.
you know, this time we had to go to war. What were we going to do? Like, the USS Cole got bombed, which is a police action. The Colbert Towers got bombed. The embassies in Africa got bombed. I mean, how many times are we going to get hit? And we were going to, you know, send Sherlock Holmes over there to figure out who did it. We know who did it. We go get them. We kill them all. I mean, if we don't kill them.
Well, excuse me. I don't think, when did we kill Osama bin Laden? Did I miss that?
Oh, you be quiet. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Okay. And tell them to be quiet, the 2,500 dead soldiers. We're getting there. Please. Jack in Oregon.
Hi, Lynn.
What's up?
Well, you're talking about, all the states selling off the toll roads, that sort of thing. Well, you know, that's just more of trying to get rid of the middle class. You know, all of the public works projects, the requirement is that they pay prevailing wages, union wages. Once these private people take over, they'll be able to, you know, pay minimum wage workers to do that work.
That's right. I didn't think of that. And this NAFTA superhighway, you know, that's trying to put the Teamsters out of work.
Well, yeah, and, you know, contractors, and I'm an engineering business, and contractors, you know, they live for this public contracts, and it keeps the unions strong enough because they're going to pay those prices anyway.
But what I don't understand is, in the long run, if you impoverish the American people and you lose the buying power of 300 million people, how is it in their long-term advantage to see to it that people in America don't make a decent living?
Because you can't have a democracy without a middle class.
Oh, so they'd rather that we couldn't buy anything, but that we weren't a democracy.
I think that they will have, like you were talking, there'll be a two-tier structure, and we won't have a middle class. We won't have a democracy. We'll have.
But we also won't be able to buy stuff. That's the point.
And we won't be able to say what rights we have or anything.
Well, in the same way that the European Union, you know, that while each country still has its own constitution, that the rules of the European Union can just override any particular country anyway. So it's all a joke. I can't believe that nobody talks about this.
Everybody sits back and watches it happen.
Yeah, and they don't. They don't know about it because they're too busy taking their fucking iPod in the bathroom, you know, to the $99 toilet paper docking station. I don't know.
I know.
Am I glad I'm in my 60s?
Well,
that's true. That's true. Thank you, hon. I'll tell you something. I'm glad I'm not Brian's age. He is going to live. You are going to end up living in a world that I can't even imagine. It's going to be like a science fiction novel. It certainly isn't going to be America to somebody 21. I will be long dead. Larry in Indiana. Larry.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, babe?
Hi, first time caller.
All right, I don't pop cherries. I'm from
Indiana.
Yes.
And all these religious majority here in the state of Indiana went and voted in a governor named Governor Mitch Daniels,
who used to be Bush's budget director.
And the first thing he did when he got into office was eliminate a collective bargaining for state employees, which eliminates the union, which means they can't barter with the state.
Oh, God.
And benefits.
Oh, God. And then he sold your roads.
And then turned around and overtaxed us, and then turned around, you know, my property taxes went up twice since he's been in office. And then on top of that, my schools, I paid $300 a child for book fees alone for my kids to go.
Yeah, when did that start? You know, that's another thing happening all over this country. In public schools where everybody pays taxes for the schools, suddenly you're paying book fees, you're paying if your kid wants to do, you know, be in the band or the football team or extracurricular. There's now a fee for everything. So these public schools are not public schools anymore.
Oh, no, they're overtaxed. I have a son.
No, but you're paying the taxes, but you're paying fees on top. That never used to be. That wasn't when you were in school.
No, when we went to school, you know, you didn't have to pay to get into sports. You didn't have to pay book fees. Our lunches were 50 cents a day. And now, you know, they're almost $3 a child per day for junk.
No, this is outrageous. This country, and we're just letting this happen. We are letting this happen. We're letting our country be just taken away from us.
Oh, yeah, and then when you look at all the illegals in here, there's 11 billion illegals in here, they say. Wouldn't that be considered an invasion?
No, I would think so, but not when it's one at a time.
You know, my grandparents came here from Germany, and my grandfather had 1 year to learn English and have a job.
Yeah, well, that sounds right to me. Thanks, hon. Okay. Everybody's phone sounds like crap today. I don't know. Maybe there are, like, sunspots. Julie in Canada.
Hi, how you doing, Liz?
Okay, what's up?
Well, as far as this North American Union goes, I'm kind of dubious that Canada would ever be a part of it because we have a prime minister, but we are still a British colony, and ultimately the Queen has the final say-so.
Well, I mean, does the Queen have a say-so really over anything anywhere?
Technically, yeah. You know, Australia and some other countries that are still British colonies. We have a ruling government, but ultimately she has
It seems like this is just kind of sliding in, you know, with nobody really noticing.
Well, you know, and ultimately we're not much different than Americans here. And you know, you may think we're weird, but we're not.
I don't think you're weird. I think you're just very quiet.
As a rule, we're more polite, and we don't carry guns. And those are the only real big differences.
Yes, we saw bowling for Columbine.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even when you have guns, you don't shoot each other.
Well, we try not to anyway.
Well, that's nice of you.
But I did want...
But you do have this right-wing prime minister now, you know.
Yeah, and it scares me because he's going to be following in Bush's footsteps, which is why I listen to Talk Left.
Good for you.
And, you know, I pay attention to what's going on there, and usually happens here in 6 months.
Oh, great.
Just net.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, your prime minister will be making fun of a blind man in 6 months.
But then, I just have one more comment for you. You don't have to worry about being cool as you get old, because you are the best old broad I've ever listened to.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm looking in Time Out New York, and I don't know. I guess nobody really watches Last Comic Standing, but I got to watch it. I am in love. There is a woman who must be in her 50s named Michelle Ballin, and I am, like, totally in love with this woman. And I say she's playing at a club next Tuesday, and for the first time in, like, 4 years, I'm sitting there saying, I should go out and see her. I may actually go out and see her. Lynn Samuels, we do have the tabloids. People are still calling, but I have the tabloids. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, Jesse in Sacramento.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Sirius.
Hi, Lynn. I had a question. What do you think of the immigration? You think it's a lot about race?
No, I don't think it's about race.
I went to a major, we'll say, hardware retailer, and they're yelling at me. I'm starting to see these ticket signers, stop the invasion signs everywhere.
I'm absolutely, I swear to God, I would feel the same way if it was Canadians. Just get out of my goddamn country.
It never seems to be about Canadians, though.
Well, because they're not the ones coming in by the millions. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, part of the problem with Mexico is that the Mexican government, in I don't know, hundreds of years, what have they ever done for the people of Mexico?
Yeah.
you know, they're corrupt. They don't help the people. They have poverty. So obviously they want to come here. You know, I mean, Canada is a country like this country. There's no reason for millions of Canadians to want to come here.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, I think it's kind of a mixture of both. I really do.
Well, I guess some people probably are racist, but I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye. All right, I'm going to I made him go away, but not exactly. Oh, okay, he went away himself, or Brian did it. Okay, I'm going to read you the tabloids, because that's what Tabloid Thursday is all about. World exclusive, Loretta Lynn dies on operating table. Ducks bring her back to life. Tom and Katie, another baby on the way. Oh, God. The most hated woman in America, why she should be thrown out of the country. That's Ann Coulter. Oh, you know, I didn't even look on the internet for her and George Carlin on Leno last night. Okay. Danny Motor is going to try to make Julia Roberts let him move his alcoholic sister into their house, into their Malibu estate. How much longer is she in the Broadway show? They're not even in California. That shows you how brilliant this story is. And Julia doesn't want the sister, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he's very cute. Brooke Shields in the swimming pool with her babies. Very nice. You know, she's fat. She looks 40, you know. But she's a nice person. So who cares? And it says here that both Heather Locklear and Denise Richards, whatever pilots they had for the next TV season, not picked up. And there is this fabulous picture of Denise Richards. And I don't know, is that Richie Sambora? I don't know, but some guy. He's carrying a suit bag. She's just carrying her little pocketbook. And her personal assistant, or his personal assistant, is behind them. And she's carrying like three bags, and she's falling down on the ground, right, with all these bags. And neither one of them is even, like, turning around. I couldn't stand to have a personal assistant. Remember on Kirstie Alley's show when you see it with Kathy Griff? Do you know what that means? That means there's another person with you all the time. Oh, my God! How could anybody stand that? Oh, God, Heather Locklear, she should never have a close-up. Her plastic surgery is just falling apart. It's just terrible. Cancer victim canned because he survived. A fire inspector. They raised money for him and everything, but then they got pissed off, I guess, because he didn't die. Oh, they're in, Tom and Katie are in a rush for a second child. And they claim, yet again, it's another one of these stories, that when Brad and Angelina and their demon seed came back, that Tom Cruise had sent their private plane, his private plane, to get them. Because they don't have a private plane, but he does. And that they came back, and supposedly he's trying to, like, get them in to be a Scientologist. Well, they already have a child of the devil. Paul's wife was a hooker. Okay. And, they have a picture of Bill Macy wearing sandals with white socks, saying that he has no sex appeal. The most hated woman in America, Ann Coulter's 9/11 remarks spark nationwide outrage. Well, it certainly did. Oh, they're asking next week. They're going to have the results of a poll about whether she was right or not. What happened to Demi Moore? She had a badly banged up hand. Yeah, she did. They have a close up of her hand. She's got like, one, two, three big gouges on her hand. Maybe she had to give Ashton a spanking. Dan Rather cheating scandal. Well, that's in the news today. 60 Minutes. They're just firing Dan Rather. They're just firing him. How wonderful to be treated that way. Aww. And there's Kirstie. God, Kirstie Alley looks better every minute. She really does. She's taking her kitten to the vet or something. Teach your dog to understand written words. I don't know. Couldn't we, like, perhaps, like, teach the president? Did you see that fabulous story where he made fun of the blind guy? Oh, you're going to ask that question in shades. Now, this guy has apparently been covering Bush since the year 2000. And although the reporter, he didn't mind. He didn't mind at all. He said, I never told anybody I was blind. I certainly didn't tell him. And I don't mind that he said that. Do you think that Bill Clinton could have a blind reporter covering him for 6 years and he wouldn't know? Do you think that anybody who really had the vaguest, I mean, I only have the vaguest interest in the people around me. But wouldn't you think he would know that the guy was blind? Yeah, and he would have been wearing these sunglasses all the time. And apparently somebody said when you see him, he does sometimes wear just regular glasses and they're big. I mean, I think you know there was something, you know, else going on. But Bush, you know, after he made a fool of himself, he did call the guy. He called the guy and apologized. The guy was very nice. You know. Oh, look at that. Some nurse, some lady, has now gotten do not resuscitate tattooed on her chest. Because Terri Schiavo, she said after that she figured she better get it. She's getting an 80-year-old woman. She got do not resuscitate tattooed right on her chest so they don't try to keep her alive. Here are all these weird pictures of Burt Reynolds, and his plastic surgery. Nobody who sees Burt Reynolds today could imagine what a good looking man Burt Reynolds was, because now he's got all bumps and everything. I think there's a point where even if you had the best plastic surgery, that it just starts deteriorating, you know. It's like no good. I'm getting to where I look at these people. I don't even know who half of them are. Shalom Harlow. That's a very nice dress, actually. All right. So this is not very exciting, is it? The Inquirer. Christopher Walken is in Click? Nothing will make me go see that. I'll rent it. Okay, we'll do the Globe when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 140. It was unbelievable. All right, the Globe. Okay, Laura walks out. Exclusive. This is First Lady moves into this whole this Wayne Madsen stuff. The Laura Bush moved out and she's living in the Mayflower Hotel. Son of a bitch, it made it to the Globe. And, because these papers are, you know, these magazines, by the way, are both going bankrupt. There's a big story in the New York Post about the guy running them, David Pecker, and what a name for these sleazy, what used to be sex magazines. Oh, they're run by Pecker. Unbelievable. You know, so God knows what's going to happen to them. I may have to stop doing Tabloid Thursday. All right, Christopher Walken, who is obviously a very normal person. But he's so weird looking. He is making a movie called Balls of Fire. And he is dressed up like, I don't know who these people are. He is dressed up like a geisha. This is the most fabulous picture. Christopher Walken as a geisha. I love it. Okay, and Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, they're either getting married or they're not getting married, or he gave her a ring or he didn't give her a ring or whatever. Who knows? Okay, showdown. Laura walks out on Prez. And some OJ stuff. What is it? 12 years now? And Ashton Kutcher is wearing a lovely camouflage skirt. I don't know what that is all about. Angelina charity scandal. How much of her $10 million baby photo cash will America's poor kids see? Oh, who gives a shit? You know, they should just disappear. They could sue everybody a big solid by disappearing. Okay, what else? What else? Dan Rather exposed why he's being dumped by CBS ruthless arrogance. You know, Keith Olbermann had to apologize for his emails. You know, he's such an idiot, Olbermann. You're not supposed to, when you get nasty emails from, like, listeners, you're not supposed to say, go fuck yourself. I've done that very occasionally, where I just thought somebody was beyond. But you don't do it. Of course, the email where he called Rita Cosby dumber than a sack of rocks, that was good. That was nice. I like that. Oprah's double. Ted Ringer rakes in the bucks. But is heartbroken as her dream of meeting her idol is crushed. Magic Johnson, 25 years of AIDS. Yeah, isn't that amazing? I know so many people who died. And now, you know, they don't. People can just live with it. Which is too bad in a way, because that now gives people the idea that you don't really have to watch out about getting AIDS. And you really do. But they go, oh, well, you don't die from it. Not smart. Ray Parer, Kelly McGillis, and Eartha Kitt, there is like nothing. Let me tell you something. You want my advice this week? Save the $2.99 a piece. Don't buy these. They're terrible. It's a good thing I didn't save like 30 minutes for this segment, because there was nothing in these, you know, barely get through 20 minutes. All right, if I'm alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Brian. Two perfect days in a row. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.